Chapter 17. November 25th of Year 1. Adam and Eve are dead. The first message I receive after being reactivated seems to be surrounded by a black veil. Can an incubation chamber experience grief and pity? Or is this just a projection on my part? There is no time for mourning now. How is the ship doing? I check all the damage logs and learn that the structure of Messenger is generally undamaged. However, all sensors are blind, so we are flying through space with eyes closed. But this can be remedied. As long as the nanofabricators are serviceable, they can recreate any component. First of all, I launch new ISUs. We have to see what is waiting for us. Then I take care of the grieving incubation chamber. It is correct. Adam and Eve show no signs of life. For a moment, my human past gets to me. I think they deserve a proper burial. But I know this would be irresponsible. We need the materials they are made of. We have already lost several months. The incubation chamber needs to create new embryos as soon as possible, without having to collect the necessary material first. This will only work, though, if the reserve tardigrades are still alive. I check the supply of these seemingly lifeless barrel-shaped creatures and feel a sense of relief. They really are a robust species, and now the theory they might have arrived on Earth via space does not seem that far-fetched anymore. I order the incubation chamber to initiate everything. This time, there will be no time for months of experiments, though. The first embryos it creates will have to be the best ones. Only now do I find time to grieve. I have failed. I could not save my protégés. Couldn't I have launched the first ISUs a few weeks earlier? I know these self-accusations are unfair, but I cannot simply ignore them. I call up the photo I saved showing the four-celled embryos. I will not be able to fulfill my promise and show it to them someday. The incubation chamber has not yet removed their remains. I also commit this image to memory. Not to take a look would seem wrong to me. Egotistical, almost a betrayal. The dead embryos, now 4 weeks old, are no longer just clumps of cells. One can clearly see that they were going to turn into living creatures. And with a lot of imagination, I can already see little humans, their arms and legs, their big eyes.